to get a jump on your day before you jump out of bed? Well, we'll help you land on your feet. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. But first, real quick, go over to momstown365.com and join our community of smart and savvy moms. You can do that by signing up for our newsletter. It's the best way to stay in touch with us and also to find out what's coming up next and what's happening around town.
Okay.
And now, so, I'm sorry, but land on your feet, lady.
Right?
Help me. Help me do that.
So I think, you know, if we have a good night's slumber and we just jump out of bed, I think we're leaving a really important exercise laying down. Because what I've learned to do is segment my day before I get out of bed. So I'll lay there and, or maybe I grab my cup of coffee really fast and just go right back to bed. And I think through my calendar. What do I have going? I've got an 8 a.m. call. Okay. Then I have a 9 o'clock in the studio. And then I have a 12 o'clock. So let's just start with that.
Okay.
So my 8 a.m. conference call with you. What do I need to do to prepare for that? What do I want to do? How do I want to feel going into that call? Do I want to feel rushed? Do I want to feel calm? So you feel through the calendar of events of your day.
And you do this just lying in bed with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm just in my imagination. I'm like, okay, so I have a call with Heather at 8, and then I have to be prepared for my 9.
So you're doing a visualization exercise.
Yes.
And tapping into your emotions and how you want to feel.
Yeah, because in the past, I would maybe go right up until a few minutes before 8 mm-hmm. and not be prepared, not feel like I had the start to my morning that I wanted.
So you need to take that little bit of time also to just kind of see how your day is going, because it inevitably is going to change too.
Exactly.
You will get some curveballs, but if you start out.
If you start out
yeah.
with the plan and you do get a curveball, mm-hmm. you manage it better than just willy-nilly getting up. Oh, shoot, I didn't expect this, and now I'm running late for my call.
Yeah.
So it's called segmenting your day. Like, and it's also about transitioning from one thing to the next and leaving what you just did and having space to go into what you're going to do next with that other meeting you might have.
So in your visualization of segmenting your day, do you visualize being on the phone with me 12 hours a day?
Yeah, right.
Not every day, but some days do tend up like that.
It's exactly. It's appointments and it's tasks that you want to be looking at your schedule before you even get out of bed.
It's a lot of organization.
Well, it's a lot the night before.
Yeah.
Like I write down what I need to do.
I was just going
to
say, I have to write everything down the night before for the next day so that I know I can do that mental exercise in the morning.
Exactly.
I need some written prompts.
Right. So if you write it down in your calendar, you're taking a mental picture of yes. your calendar. And then you're going, okay, this will be an easy day. I'll, you know, make sure I have my coffee. I'm showered. I've done my breathing exercises or whatever I've done. The dog's gone outside. I've got everything handled. So I go into the call in the present moment.
And ready for whatever is going to be taking place. So when I don't do that, if I don't write it down, if I don't kind of go through that like you're talking about, visualizing the day, I will miss important calls even. Things that are on my calendar, but if I don't go through the process of knowing the night before, looking it over, and in the morning thinking about what the day is, if I don't do that, we missed a really important call. We were late for
right.
the other day.
So my morning routine.
I was like, shoot.
No, me too. But for me in the morning, I get up early enough that I get my grounding time, that I look at my bank account, see what's going on. I check our Simplecast stuff. I just review things, okay? It's all written. I write that down. And then I'm like, okay, so now I'm going into my 8, my 9. I've got a 11. And when you do that, And the curveball hits. Like, we were on the phone with Kate Motz. She had a whole schedule. She even said, hey, can you guys get on the call with me earlier? And I said, sure. And it ended up changing anyway because her daughter got sick.
Right.
So you can be more fluid with changes if you...
And still be present.
Exactly.
So one of the other things that I really find helpful for getting my day off on the right foot is also before your feet hit the ground, so that you land on your feet like you were talking about, is going through the things that you're grateful for before you even get out of bed. So just like a little gratitude check. It doesn't have to be long, but just like, I always think of like 1 to 3 things that I'm really grateful for. And then I get out of bed.
So you leave Steve out of the equation. Yeah. Just get the boys. The 3 boys. I'm grateful. See you, Steve.
And so before I get out, because then the dogs need to go out.
Exactly.
The 50 dogs that I have or whatever number you.
The 50 chickens.
The 50 chickens. Anyway, before taking the dogs out, I just real quick, a couple things that you're grateful for. Then when I'm outside standing with the when the dogs are running around doing their thing, victory pose.
What?
I do that little victory pose. Have you ever heard of that?
No, what is it?
I forget who taught that. What was her name? Anyway.
How do you describe it?
You stand with your 2 feet.
I have a V.
Yes. You just put your hands up in the air like a victory pose.
Yeah.
And then you put your chin up, you know.
Okay, your head back a little bit.
Yeah, you put your head back just like full open, you know, just like victory, just as your fingertips stretch. It feels good. It's like a really good stretch. And you just...
I think I just pulled my back.
Stand there for a minute.
Nice.
30 seconds. However long you want to do it, that you don't feel completely ridiculous. But it is so nice.
And your feet are on the ground.
Completely grounded. Yep. Yeah, so you're just like... You know, the thing was when someone succeeds at something, when they break the tape, when they're in a race or they win a game or they always throw their hands in the air,
right,
like a victory pose.
Like golfers do.
So it puts you in the mode. That you're winning. It's like it makes you feel good. It's like an endorphin release. So something happens to your body and your mind when you stand in a victory pose.
I love it. Okay, I'm putting that in my little daily checklist. I think
a few little gratitude points and a little victory pose.
Yes. Well, the morning is what sets you up for the rest of your day.
Yes, it does.
If you wake up in the morning and you literally jump out of bed because you're late, you're going to be behind the eight ball most of the rest of the day. You're going to feel a little more harried.
Right.
So give yourself a victory. And do your checklist at night, review it in the morning, organize your thoughts.
Yep.
And then off to success.
The morning is an important time for moms.
Yes.
I mean, we would all love to be able to sleep till noon like we used to, when, like the kids, like, what are you still doing in bed? But our mornings are important, so start them off right.
Yeah. And I would love to hear from anyone who set this up as a process. So if you do have success with this or see a difference in your day, send us an email at mary@momstown.com and sign up for our newsletter. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. You've been listening to Momstown 365. Be bold, be creative. We're here for you every day. Choose.